the singer Annie Patterson and her husband Peter Blood first put together the songbook Rise Up Singing in 1988, which features folk and traditional music from many cultures around the United States and beyond, it was a personal project to fill a need they saw in their lives.
You know, it was fashioned after something that my husband and I grew up with. We grew up with songbooks that were always out on a piano, or, you know, both our families sang a lot in the car or around the piano. And so this was just our, you know, it was really just our way of saying, oh, let's do that for us. We never imagined that we'd, you know, sell over a million copies in it, but it would be a splash around the world, really.
It's still making that splash. Patterson will visit Bloomington on Wednesday, October 19th, to lead a participatory concert at the Friends Meeting House.
This was when the internet was really in sort of baby stages. You know, it's hard to imagine today life without a cell phone, but nobody had a focal point of one songbook that was sort of a resource for those community projects. It ended up being so much bigger than we ever imagined, and provided something that I think the country just was, a lot of people in the country have been looking for at that time. So Rise Up Singing came out in 1988, and we had wonderful folks kind of supporting the project, like Pete Seeger and other folk musicians. So it was the right time and the right place, and kind of made history that way.
She says despite the changing times since the 80s, people still value having the book around to use and share.
As a professional musician, I know a lot of other musicians who carry the book around in the trunk of their car because it's just a resource. And then just, I think, folks who just really like to sing have passed it on to their kids and now their grandkids. And I think it provides almost like a grounding. You know, we have so much thrown at us right now, the information highway, you know, just like such a traffic jam out there. So I think the songbook is sort of like a bit of a, I don't know, it's a way that people can look at it and go, oh yeah, now I remember. I want to look in this book and have something I can hold that's tangible and flip through the pages. And so that's something that I think we see is continuing.
Especially coming out of the pandemic, Patterson still finds that it's the immediacy of singing together that draws readers to the books and audiences to her singing tours.
I mean, the singing together, there's nothing like it. And I think anybody who loves to sing with other people, you know, we've had this absent part of our lives during the pandemic. And little by little, we're figuring out ways to sing together again. If you go to one of our concerts and you sit in the audience, you're surrounded by this really multi senses kind of experience, you know, with people doing harmonies and that kind of thing. So I think that's something that I don't think anything will ever take that away from the human race. And it provides a lot of hope for people, too.
While she often collaborates with other musicians, the Bloomington concert will be a solo visit.
I'm really excited to be there. I love having a chance to sing with an audience in this kind of intimate setting. All are welcome, and we're going to just celebrate with songs of peace and justice and songs of healing. And it should be really sweet.
And she also appreciates the unique spin that audiences bring to the mix.
I love it when people just, you know, they go, hey, I made up a melody for this. Because that's what Pete Seeger believed. He believed that music was for everybody. The whole thing back to cultural equity. Right. Also, you know, music equity is a term I've coined, I guess. Just meaning everybody should have access to it no matter what.
You can join the concert at the Friends Meeting House on Wednesday at 7 p.m. More details are at riseupandsing.org.